Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations, so it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Time for the Friday edition of Hancock and Kelly.
You two belong together.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good morning and happy Friday, John Hancock.
Happy Friday. We're coming to you from the Billiken Grill here on the campus of St. Louis University.
Yeah, and it is cold out there today. Make sure you're bundled up. And speaking of bundled up, look who came in to visit with us today.
The governor of the state of Missouri, Governor Mike Kehoe. Good morning, Governor.
Hey, it's great to be on with you guys. And the fan club that you have here is really, as I said earlier, indescribable. There they go, all seven of them.
Yeah, they come from inches around just to be with us. So
yeah, great to be on with you guys, and thanks for broadcasting here from St. Louis University.
Yeah, there's nothing like doing a live where college kids are going to show up at 8:30 in the morning. I don't think that's going to happen.
They're not showing.
No.
Yeah.
So not too far from where we sit right now is where Mike Kehoe was born and raised.
Not far at all. Just a little bit north of here, several miles.
For people who don't know your what I think is a remarkable story, tell us about Mike Kehoe.
Well, from North City, St. Louis, you know, Walnut Park, Baden area, most people would know that. We're changing. We're involved in the community center just as a quick break in Walnut Park with a great group of people through the Urban League. Michael McMillan and his team do a great job. We're rebranding Walnut Park. We're going to call it the WP.
Well,
you
nice.
Know, like the Ohio State University.
Yeah, love it.
The WP.
Yeah.
North St. Louis, youngest of six, single mother who is an incredible hero in our life, an unbelievable practicing Christian Catholic, and got all of his kids raised and out of the house, and I don't know how she did it, to be honest with you.
Well, she did, and you and your siblings have all done remarkably well, and here you are as governor of Missouri. When did you consider getting into politics?
My oldest sister tells me I'm the failure of the family, by the way. Really, John, as you know, small business guy, grew up in the Sinclair Ford organization. Mr. Sinclair really gave me every break I ever had in business, and never thought about politics until I met a guy named Matt Blunt. You ever met a guy named Matt Blunt?
I knew him
John
well,
Hancock?
Yes.
That's also Mike Kelly where I met John Hancock.
Really?
Yes, yes.
So
I've regretted it. I mean, I've treasured it ever since. And Governor Blunt, as John knows, asked me to be on the Highway Commission farm. And through that, still being in business, kind of got a glimpse of what politics was about and really got into public service, John, to promote infrastructure and transportation. I'm still very passionate about how that affects our economy and Missourians' lives, and that's what really got me going.
Yeah, Highway 70, that project, the widening of Highway 70, is that the biggest highway infrastructure program in the state's history?
It's one of the biggest in the nation going on right now, $2.8 billion. We used one-time money appropriately from the federal government through the COVID funds to fund half of that and bonded half of that. It's, you know, Missouri is in the sweet spot of the nation for transportation logistics. Anything you would want to be a business, you would want to be right where we are. And improving I-70, not only for our, number one, safety of Missourians and for our traveling guests, but number two, for commerce. That's where our economy is.
Yeah, and our commerce is also driven by our great universities. We're happen to be at one tonight. They have the blizzard that's taking place here at St. Louis U, Governor. The importance of having such great educational institutions in Missouri help grow that economy as well, and St. Louis U plays a role in that.
They sure do. And the boss of our family, the CEO, is a graduate of St. Louis University.
Is that right? Claudia.
Yes. Claudia. Yes, she is. And she's a proud Billiken, and tonight's game is going to be unbelievable. I have a little connection to the Dayton Flyers, which I've thrown away because Coach Schertz is going to do a great job tonight. This team's hotter than garlic. This team's always hotter than garlic, but tonight's game is going to be unbelievable. That place is going to be rocking.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing game. What do they call it, the blizzard?
Yes.
And
got to wear white.
It's sold out, and the Billikens are favored, I think, by quite a bit tonight. And if they win, they will be...
Oh, you're saying favored by 10.
Yeah, they'll be 21-1 if they win tonight. Is that right? Yeah. Chris May, the athletic director, is with us here in the room.
He's bundled up. They're saving money in this room. They turned the heat off. So they thought a bunch of pot air was coming in, so we could offset that.
So the legislature's in session. You gave your State of the State address earlier this month, and the big priority is eliminating the state income tax. What do you think the prospects are for that thing passing?
Well, you know, John, that's one of the things I ran on as Claudia and I traveled the state with the help of literally thousands of people around the state to get our message out. One of the things we said is there a way to improve our economy to make us more competitive with other states who are using this tool right now to attract business, to grow their population? And that's a piece that we think is very important tool to have in our toolbox. So we've proposed legislation to do that. Speaker John Patterson, House Speaker, had his hearing this week on his bill. It is a constitutional amendment that would have to go before the vote of the people. So if it makes it out of the House and Senate, we certainly hope it does because we think it will be a game changer for our economy. Missourians will actually vote on whether they think this is an appropriate measure come November of 26.
Governor, why do you think getting rid of the state income tax will drive population and economy in Missouri?
Well, my belief is simple. I'm certainly not an expert, although we've had tons of experts. We have over 40 nationwide conservative groups that have looked at this and said it was good policy. The White House posted a letter just the other day on what this was good policy. To answer your question, Mike, we get about $9 billion a year from Missourians in their income tax. I firmly believe that you and everybody, all the big crowd of people that you have here today, that Missourians can spend that $9 billion. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Missourians can spend that $9 billion better than any elected official, including me. So that's not a knock on elected official. I just think if Missourians have the opportunity to put that money into the economy, buy what they need to buy, pay for their kids' tuition, get a big screen TV, add on to their house, whatever they can do with that money, the ripple effect to our economy, and the economists would agree with this, will be way better than government spending that money.
A lot of people are concerned that this is going to cause the state sales tax to grow, which is a regressive tax. It hurts people at the bottom the most. How are you going to answer that concern where folks who are out trying to make ends meet are suddenly going to have higher expenses when they go to the grocery store or to Target?
Well, speaking from somebody whose mother was at the lower end and myself was at the lower end of that, we'll have some numbers coming out later this week that will show that's not the case, that even if we had to raise, and you do have to replace the revenue stream, we're not just going to cut $9 billion. I know there's a lot of people say, just cut $9 billion out of the budget. Well, that's what Kansas did, and it didn't work so well. So we're going to do something that's responsible. So every time, the theory would be, every time your tax rate comes down over about a 4 or 5 year period, the sales tax could be widened a little bit. Think about the economy, sales tax economy we live in now that was developed in 1935. 5. You don't have a listener who's spent money today or in the last 10 days likely on a product that wasn't around in 1935. So making our tax code up to date for the next 100 years, that means widening what we look at, we collect sales tax on, and then potentially inching it up very small. The constitutional amendment and the state statute will follow. We'll never let the legislature just go crazy and raise sales tax however they want to. It can only be the exact amount to offset the amount of income tax that comes through. We believe somebody, take a teacher at a $40,000 a year salary, the initial reports we've looked at, and we'll get this better for people as we move forward, would actually pay a hair more in sales tax, but would save almost double in what she pays or he pays in state income tax. So this argument, because as you know, state sales tax is not collected on food.
Right.
It's not collected on a lot of the things that lower income people buy, on rent, on gasoline for their car. There's not state sales tax on that. So the lower income folks, I would argue, would be even at worst and have an income gain at best.
I would think if you look at the state economy, and tourism is one of our largest industries, that some portion of that sales tax is paid by non-Missourians, right?
Thanks for bringing that up, John, because that's exactly right. Tourism is our second largest industry, brings in about $20 billion a year. Certainly some of our tourism industry is Missouri-based, Missourians who live in Kirksville who go on vacation to the Lake of the Ozarks. But there's a large percentage of our sales tax that's collected, and we'll have that number. We've got an outside source doing it so it doesn't look like a bunch of bureaucrats. It's a significant amount of our sales tax is paid by non-Missouri residents.
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids.
We only met a month ago.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
When you got elected, I was thrilled that we were going to have a St. Louisan back in the governor's office. It had been quite some time, and you got 6 million people to represent. But this particular region really makes the state of Missouri go. We've had some tough sledding here as of late. You've taken over the police department, and you're dealing with a lot of the things. What gives you hope for the St. Louis region that we can resurrect it back to what it once was to continue to drive this state?
First of all, St. Louis City residents are on the police board now, so that's good. It's not the Mike Kehoe show, although I'm very passionate about what happens in crime and safety for our citizens. The St. Louis City Police, County Police, they're all great men and ladies who are doing a wonderful job. But to answer your question, Mike, this piece of this 4 or 5 county area represents somewhere between 40% and 44% of our state's GDP. What happens in St. Louis, the ripple effect across the rest of the state is massive. And, you know, sometimes the folks from Kansas City and Springfield don't like hearing that, but they do agree that when St. Louis is doing well, the rest of the state is doing well. And look, it's good for rural Missouri, because if you're in rural Missouri and you want to come to a basketball game, or you need to go to the Siteman Center, you know, you want to come to a safe place with a good economy and a place that you can get the services you need for your family. So this region and its impact on the state is so significant that even the rest of the state says, let's make sure St. Louis is doing good, because we know that's good for us.
Hancock and Kelly with you here on a Friday morning. Chris and Amy will be next. They're going to be live here at St. Louis University. Governor Mike Kehoe joins us today. The second pillar of your State of the State address earlier this month was education reform. Outline what you're proposing there.
Yeah, I'm a fan of all forms of education, whether it's public or private, charters, etc. I just believe parents should have choice. If they're in an area, if they happen to be living in a zip code that's just barely on the side of a boundary line that where the school doesn't offer the services those kids need, there needs to be some flexibility. And as a small business person, I believe competition is the best thing for business. I met with the School Superintendents Association this week and said, as we, you know, in our 520-ish public school districts, we have some that are nationally recognized that are absolute rock stars. They're producing great results. Their kids are coming out ready to be prepared for the workforce or the next piece of the education step. However, we have some school districts that don't do as well. And I believe if the pressure is on so that they can compete with their peers, that will be great. We propose an A through F grading system that is legislation that's also filed that would allow parents to see what their school districts are rated in a very familiar grading scale on the A through F scale.
It's per school, right?
Per school.
Each school, not just the district, but the actual school.
Per school. That's right. And we continue to fund our ESA program, which allows parents to apply for dollars to help send their kids.
ESA is?
Education Savings Account.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You caught me on that one. And so that's administered through Treasurer Vivek Malik's office. It's been a very successful program for parents and kids all over the state. So options for parents and kids, I think, are important in education, because we have to lead and not be a follower in what happens.
So what's the best part about being governor?
Being on Hancock and Kelly.
Clearly.
I mean, yeah, that's number one. I've been on with you guys several times.
Yeah.
You know, the best part is always about, John knows, you know me, Mike, for a long time. I'm a people person. The people that you meet, the success stories you meet, sometimes the, you know, the very tough road for people to get from point A to B, but then they make it. Missourians are resilient. I don't care if you're in the city or the urban, and we meet people every day who have an incredible story that only happens here, and quite frankly, I want that environment to continue to be that way in Missouri so those successes can happen. But the people is the best part, and meeting those people.
Because I am not a journalist, I'm going to opine here for a moment.
Oh, great.
I don't know that we've ever had a governor in this state that brings the unique set of experiences, skills that Governor Mike Kehoe does. Grew up in North St. Louis, out of nothing, with a strong family and a strong faith, built a business, became the youngest Ford dealer in the country when he took over and opened Mike Kehoe Ford in Jefferson City, and then he bought a farm, and now he, to this day, in fact, he's going to go feed his cattle this afternoon. He's got a very successful cow-calf operation, so he's got the agriculture, rural life skills, and he certainly knows the life in the urban areas, and he's been a successful small businessman. That's a pretty unique skill set, Governor.
Well, it's one I want other people to have the opportunity to do. I think it is unique to have an elected official who's half of his life lived-ish in an urban area and now half in more of a rural area. Both of those groups of people have different priorities, but at this end of the day, they really want to have government out of their life, and they want the chance to succeed. I want their chance to succeed. I want there to be more Mike Kehoes out there that have the opportunities. And you and I know a lot of them. We've met a lot through our journeys together. But, you know, it's very humbling. And I feel, and Claudia and I both feel, this is our way to give back. Let's try to make sure we have an environment where my kids, my grandkids, you're an I grandkid. John,
yeah,
and I have a grandkid born on the same day.
Is that right?
Yeah, mine's better, by the way.
mine's
I really, fatter. I really, not to get too deep, I really really want those future generations to have the same opportunities, because that's what makes this country great.
Well, Governor, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle we're on or what part of the state we live in. We're all rooting for you. We need you to succeed. So best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me on.
That's Governor Mike Kehoe, Chris and Amy, right around the corner on the Voice of St. Louis, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.